If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, is that better? Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm fully connected. It seems that internet is not being your friend.
No, it really, really isn't. All right, so it's Amazon Go. I'm particularly excited about this because the one thing that stops me from shopping is standing in the queue and actually making the payment.
Well, listen, it's a little bit like theft, but imagine just waltzing into your various store, tapping your card on the way in, picking up your goodies, and just waltzing out the shop at your own convenience. No fuss, no paying, no nothing. I think you have to bag products at the end, or if you don't bag them, it makes no difference. But the Amazon pioneered this technology last year, opened a couple of stores, and I haven't had the joy of trying one, but everyone who's been in says it's exactly like shoplifting. You walk in, you pick up something off the shelf and walk out, and you get a little charge on your Amazon account. Well, Amazon have decided to take it broader, so they're making it publicly available through their Amazon technology centers, and the entire system is now going to be installed in retailers. They haven't announced who, but I do believe that this is a trend that is going to sweep across the world pretty strongly. And it is a massive combination of cameras, sensors, and various other
cloud-based technologies. Quite expensive to install, I would imagine.
I don't think so. You know, today cameras and these sort of sensors and NFC type stickers on foodstuffs have become commoditized in a huge way. That sort of stuff, surveillance cameras, multiple, and the way their system works is they use multiple surveillance cameras because they cannot have a situation where there's any question around what's being put where. And obviously every single item is specially tagged, so the computer, the system within the store knows exactly what products where. So you take it off the shelf, it marks it as yours. If you put it back on the shelf, it takes it out of your basket. So they've done some incredible work around how that works, how it all operates. And pretty much for the last year, it's run flawlessly. They've had no problems with people not being charged or being overcharged or products being charged that were put back. So as a proof of concept, I think it's brilliant. And I think it definitely is the future of shopping. I think we're going to see not for every store, some stores it won't work, but for the vast majority of convenience stores, you pop into the garage, you fill up your tank, you walk into the convenience store, you take two or three things, you walk out, and it all gets charged to your card or your virtual wallet or whatever you want to call it. And that's just quick, easy, and super convenient. So the fact that they've taken this technology broad, and you're going to see it in major retailers around the world pretty soon. And there are others who have developed similar tech, but I think Amazon have got the edge because they maintain the computing power behind it, and they've got such massive retail platforms that they're probably going to be the preferred partner for now. But I do expect to see it coming in some form or another to South Africa, whether it's an anti-theft measure or whether it's still, you know, we have issues around getting rid of labor or repurposing labor internally in the store. So I don't see it as being mainstream in Southern Africa, but certainly globally, we're going to see more and more systems and platforms where you walk in, tap your card on the way in, pick up your goodies and waltz out. I just think it's complete science fiction, and it really is.
It's a bit like shoplifting. You know, I remember a couple of years ago, my son was visiting from Israel and we had to he needed a whole lot of clothes and stuff, and we went to the shops, and when he walked out, it took ages by the time he had paid, at one of the major retailers, and I was waiting outside the shop in the mall for him, and he came out, and as he came out, he said, "Oh hell, I forgot to buy socks." And I said, "There's just no way. There is no way." Exactly. Then I'm standing here while you go back through that whole process again. And actually, I thought to myself at the time, how much money? Imagine if he could walk into the shop, pick up the socks, and walk out. Yeah, I think it would make a huge difference to the retailer's bottom line. Absolutely.
Well, here's what's really interesting, and this is why I think they've done this: is that online retail, especially for basics like socks and convenience goods, has become pretty much the norm globally. So people don't actually go into retail stores. So the footfall in retail stores, certainly in America, and certain other territories has started to drop dramatically. And this allows the same type of convenient shopping in a physical format. So what it will do is bring people back to certain stores in some ways because it is slick and convenient. You can walk past, buy what you need, walk out, not have to hassle. We all live in a bit of a time-constrained world. Online shopping has become pretty slick and easy. The whole seamless, frictionless checkout and delivery option is a big deal. So now the retailers, the physical retailers need to emulate that sort of slickness and ease of shopping. And this is one brilliant way of doing just that.
Absolutely.
Standing in long queues, waiting for people. It's just so smart. We lost a bit of tech there.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a great line. That's where we're going to leave it. It is 8:45. Stephen Ambrose, thank you, as always. A really, really interesting. Let's take our final look.